thing. Easter was more than over the top this season. I don't know what this year. But Thanksgiving, I felt like I ate more. There was a lot more treats, a lot more going on.
You know, you're right. I agree with you. I ate like a fool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you
know. I don't know if it was the addition of the Easter baskets and candy and the chocolate bunnies and all of that. I've heard it from several people.
Well, maybe it was the year, you know, because winter has been so tough on us. This is kind of the harbinger, hopefully, of spring. So we said, hey, let's gouge ourselves one more time before we have to try to fit into those bathing suits.
I know, but it was so cold this morning that who wanted to, you know, get up? It was, you know, obviously we live in New England, so we complain about the weather and the seasons, but it's coming. I can feel it.
Talk about a change of the weather. I do the baseball for UMass Lowell. Their baseball plays up at LaLasha Park here. And they did a doubleheader yesterday, and I got up there about 3 o'clock when I got off the show here. It was beautiful. The sun was out. It was, you know, close to 60 degrees. It was might be the best day we've had so far. Within the course of about an hour, it dropped like 25 degrees. The wind's howling, and I've got my jacket buttoned up. So, wait a minute, it'll change, right?
Well, at least there's no snow coming. That's a good sign.
I know. But you know what's tough? And I'm sure that you know this firsthand, and I was talking to the Silver Fox about this today. You know, when is the time that you actually do the big switch to you know, you cycle out those big, heavy sweaters that you've been wearing, that they go back into the tote or the bottom of the dresser and start bringing out more of the springy, summery type things?
Cause, you know, I did that last week, and this morning I was at the local coffee shop this morning, and people were still wearing their heavy jackets, their heavy boots, and I started the process last week, and I figured, you know what, it's about time. Usually I do it in spring, the first official day of spring.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like you can't really do that anymore.
Yeah, the first official day of spring ended up in winter this year, didn't it?
It did, yeah. But it felt like it. And the kids still needed their winter jacket. I mean, it was 28.
Yeah. Well, the question is, I got to ask you this, because you got what is the thing with kids and their hatred for jackets? They hate jackets. They don't want to wear them.
We came to the conclusion that even in the wintertime, they wear their short-sleeved T-shirts, because for some reason, the schools keep their buildings very warm.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
I don't know if you've ever visited. It always seems like warm and stuffy in there. And I feel like they're running around and they're going from place to place, whether it's a gym or a cafeteria. And that's what my kids have told me, that it's really warm, quite warm in the school building. So even in the wintertime, they will wear their short sleeves. Now, again, there is the phenomenon of I don't want to wear a jacket outside type of, coupled with the short sleeve T-shirt, which makes it challenging for parents. Yeah, it's I don't know what it is. And every parent goes through this where they have the argument of you have to wear a jacket, you have to wear it. And in 20-degree weather, a sweatshirt does not suffice.
No, you know, I remember back in the day when Connor was alive, I was constantly saying, where's your jacket, man? You left this morning with...
With Elville, just leave it at school. Like, if the weather is... Now's the time where it's getting a little bit, you know, 20 in the morning and maybe 50 in the afternoon. And then they'll leave it at school.
Yeah, you know what?
And it goes into the big pile of I'll never, ever see it again.
I can't complain that much because I'm the same way with umbrellas. You know, I have umbrellas everywhere, and it's never the place where I am that I need one. You know, so if I'm, like, at home and it's raining in the morning, I'll remember that I left the umbrella at work because it wasn't raining when I left the other day. So I've got them strategically sprinkled all over the Merrimack Valley.
And I'm sure some kids have many different items sprinkled at the Lost and Found at school.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be a great... Well, I don't know if I'd even want to go anywhere near that Lost
and
Found.
Well, some of them, you know, some schools will either line them up so that they're nicely, you know, placed. It depends on where the location of the item, the Lost and Found area is at school. You know, one of our schools is in the gym, so they kind of hang them up on the side bleachers. And then the other one is just a big pile.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many gloves do the girls go through in the course of a year? Or are they pretty good with bringing the gloves back home?
They're pretty good. I did not like, and that's another fight that you get into with the colder season, is the hat.
Oh.
They don't like to wear the hat. And it's like 2 degrees out, and nor do they like hoods, so they're wearing nothing on their head.
Yeah.
We all realize that's where our heat escapes from.
That's right, the extremities. Keep those extremities covered. Well, hopefully we won't even have to have this conversation until... Till next year.
I still have the mittens, though, in their backpack. So.
Oh, really?
I do. Yeah.
So, you got any plans for... this is amazing to me, because I'm, you know, I don't have kids in school anymore, and, you know, nor do I have many friends that are school teachers. I mean, in another week or so, there's going to be another break.
And a lot of school districts were talking about getting rid of the April school vacation break.
Oh, because of the whole snow thing?
Whole snow day happening. But yes, then again, you blink and already school vacation is right around the corner.
And so what are you doing to occupy their time this time around, Andy?
Actually, my birthday is that week, so I don't know what, we have no plans to go anywhere. I, on the other hand, am going on a girls' vacation.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
How did this get okayed by the boss? Wait, that's you.
I only do it once every few years, so I feel like moms, they need a little break, whether it's like a weekend away, every once in a while.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. So, you know.
Get together with the friends, go someplace warm.
And it actually works two ways because, of course, you're going to have a little R&R, and when you get home, he's going to realize how much he actually misses you because he had to do everything that you usually do.
Well, he does a lot, and I'll be chuckling listening to this. Yeah, my husband does do a lot.
I hate him already.
So I can't play that card too well.
I knew I liked you. You're an Aries like me, huh?
Yes.
No, all Aries are good people.
Did you notice, though, this is what I wanted to talk about. You know, yesterday was April Fool's.
Yes.
And with the, addition of social media, and I did not like the jokes on Facebook. April Fool's. I just don't like April Fool's Day in general. Like, I don't like any type of, ha-ha, I'm going to do this type of joke. Did you find that there was a lot of...
Yeah.
Really silly jokes out there that...
Yeah, I was telling everybody because the... because UMass Lowell won, and they were going to the Frozen Four, the hockey team, that the tall ships were going to be sailing up the Merrimack River.
I mean, that's silly, but lighthearted, and it's a joke. But some people would write things on there that you're like, really? Like, I don't like to joke about things like that.
Yeah, I mean, even Facebook tried to be funny. Weren't they saying that they were going to disband for 10 years or something like that?
Well,
you know what? Don't promise us that because we may not miss you that much, Facebook.
But yeah, with the addition of social media and sharing, our world with tons of people, I just feel like, gone are the good old hearted humor days where the twins switch places.
Right. Thank you, Patty Duke. So yeah, I think. Honestly, I think it's gotten a little bit more mean-spirited, and I don't really care for that much, I like a good joke, but you know what? I also think nobody likes being the brunt of a joke.
Right.
Especially if it's mean-spirited.